Historically Black colleges and universities have a long history of giving minority students access to education, but as HBCUs around the country face financial hardships, loss of accreditation, and even, for a few, closure, some schools are turning to a new community for recruitment, Latino students. That includes Johnson C. Smith University in West Charlotte. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
Students, faculty, and curious families gather in a banquet hall on the second floor of the Johnson C. Smith Student Union. They're coming together for a Latino open house hosted by the university. JCSU is reaching out to the Latino community in an effort to show those looking for an education that they have a place at the historically Black institution. Director of Admissions Vori Billups says they can even apply to the school at the event, and JCSU will waive the $25 application fee.
For any student who has already applied or wants to apply on the spot and bring along their transcripts and SAT or ACT scores, we'll grant admission on the spot.
That's if the student meets the minimum GPA and test score requirements. Billups says students can also apply and be considered for scholarships at the event.
We can have students awarded by the time maybe even dinner rolls around. What a great dessert.
JCSU has always been open to non-Black students, but it started actively recruiting Latino students in 2011. Billups says it's on par with the school's mission to provide opportunities for those who face barriers to entry into majority white institutions, barriers such as immigration status. A JCSU representative is explaining to a parent that their child doesn't need a Social Security number to apply. She also says that the student doesn't need to apply for federal financial aid, which an unauthorized student is ineligible for anyway, and that application for scholarship can be done internally at the school. Because JCSU is a private school, it can have a flat tuition for all students, regardless of residence or citizenship status. That tuition is around $18,200 per year. Brenda Montañez is a junior at JCSU and remembers clearly the stress of applying for colleges. She's from Mexico and has lived in Charlotte since she was 4 without legal status. Now, she has DACA status, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But when she was a senior in high school, she didn't have the protections that go along with being a DACA recipient. So applying for colleges meant facing out-of-state tuition, if the school accepted her application anyway. But on the same day that she was about to commit to another school that she really didn't know if she could afford, JCSU called her and offered her a full-ride scholarship.
I was just so grateful. I felt like a burden was lifted off of me. Coming in as an undocumented student, I just feel like JCSU really opened the doors for me that other colleges just literally just shut in your face.
Montañez knows there are other students who face the same barriers when applying to college.
I think it's important to get the word out so they know that there's a different path for them and not just like getting a job or doing other things. So if they really want to pursue education, it's there.
The benefits of recruiting Latino students are twofold. It furthers the university's mission while helping it keep its enrollment numbers up. Alvin Schecksnyder is a higher education consultant who studies trends in HBCUs. He says many schools are struggling as more Black students are choosing majority white colleges.
They no longer enjoy the monopoly on African-American students and faculty that they once did.
So Schecksnyder says the schools are having to evolve.
Many are trying to redefine who they are, how they can grow, develop a new business model. And that business model, if they're wise, includes diversity.
At JCSU, enrollment has fluctuated a bit in the last 8 years, but it hasn't taken the hit other historically Black institutions have faced. JCSU's enrollment numbers have ranged from 1,300 to about 1,500, peaking in 2012 at over 1,600 students. That same year, a year after JCSU ramped up its recruitment, the school saw a record 86 Latino students enrolled. This year, there are 45 Latino students enrolled, making up for about 3% of the student body. Now, the school is making recruitment more aggressive, holding open houses like this one to connect with the local Latino community. But Irene Sandoval, who helps lead Latino outreach at the university, says the process will take time.
It's not necessarily like a natural or organic connection to make. You need to work on it. And and act as a connector and create the bridge.
7 potential students attended and 4 filled out applications, including Adderley Flores. He's a senior and admits that his mom dragged him to the event. But after seeing what JCSU has to offer, he's excited.
Yeah, that's actually pretty exciting. That's why I was just looking at my mom. I was like, oh, that's... Because like, I went to other places and they don't talk about it like that, you know what I'm saying? They offer like 4.0 GPAs and all that. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I can get there, with, especially being my last year.
He says he's confident he can qualify for some kind of scholarship. And if he gets it, he'll enroll. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.